We've got a round event happening in Florida for you here, and you are more than welcome to get in and compete if you'd like to. Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. All three stories are true. The gist of it is, though, they could have happened anywhere. You got to spot the one that took place in Florida, the birthplace, the consistent leader in odd stuff. And if you can spot the Florida story first, that's how you walk away a winner. Woody's got story number one.
When you went on vacation, Wilcox, did you rent a car at all to get around?
I did, yeah.
It can be a little bit confusing because it's not your car, and you remember what kind of car you got and when you rented it. Like the woman in story number one. She went to a Walmart, and she took her rental car there that she just got. And then when she left the Walmart parking lot, she accidentally drove away in somebody else's car. Police are blaming the fact that the keyless car entry, where people are just leaving their keys in their car, is what led to this. However, the woman rented a Nissan Sentra, but hopped into an Infiniti with the same color. She drove it around for 2 weeks without knowing, and when she turned it into the rental car company, complained about the vehicle's unkempt interior, including the golf clubs in the trunk of the car. You heard that right. Hey, I rented a car from you, and somebody left their golf clubs in there.
But
it's dirty inside, too.
But the person whose car she took... Why did they not come forward? What am I misunderstanding?
We don't exactly know why that happened.
Because if somebody took your car, thought it was their rental, and drove it for 2 weeks, there would be some auto theft charges.
Possibly. I mean, the car was, once they tracked it down with the license plate, it was reported as stolen. The owner of that car, when reunited with his vehicle, said that it was a happy and funny conclusion to an unbelievable situation.
And also, kudos to those of you that don't know the difference between a Nissan Sentra and an Infiniti.
Right.
That's a positive as well.
Was it in Florida where she left the Walmart parking lot and turned in a completely different car?
Story number two is something that I think... it's probably pretty commonplace, and so ladies especially, you'll want to pay attention to this. Story number two is about a woman who did the same old, we hear it every day, drove an excavator topless through a fence. We've all been there, am I right? Who's with me?
I've never driven an excavator topless or not.
Excavator, in this case, I don't know if it's interchangeable with what I call a front-end loader, but, you know, a piece of construction equipment, big old, you drive it around, and it's got the boom up front. You can raise that and lower it. The woman in story number two was driving that topless in the middle of the night and drove through a fence, then raised up the bucket, if you will, the digger, climbed onto it and got into a second story window. So there was a reason why she was driving the excavator. She needed that to lift her up to the second floor of this apartment complex. Plus, she was topless, so I'm sure she was just getting a shirt. Was it Florida is my question for you. And by the way, my point is, I guess this is frowned upon, ladies. So keep that in mind if you were just firing up the excavator right now. Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story has to do with a man who went through the drive-thru at a Burger King and was less than satisfied with his meal. He did say that when he was eating the hamburger, he thought somebody had tainted it. Thought it was just, quote, burnt bacon, but I was hungry and I ate the burger. And then the last bite, I saw dirt and grit on the hamburger. What do you do at that point?
Loss of consort.
You spit in this?
No, you don't do any of those things.
Give me a liter of cola.
You throw it out the window. Throw it out the window is what this man did. Drove right back to the Burger King and complained. Did I mention the dude in story number three is a cop?
He had nothing left to show.
Chelsea, nothing left to show. He's a police officer. He would never lie. They reviewed the footage, and what they determined was, in fact, that was something called seasoning on his hamburger.
They reviewed the footage.
There is security cam footage.
You know there's burger footage.
There's security cam footage that shows people making the food behind the line there at Burger King. And they showed the cop, look, this is something called salt and pepper. And we put it on your hamburger.
Bring out the meat footage.
And then you ate it. And then you drove back here and said you didn't like it.
Are you packing bologna or what?
Not packing bologna. It was a hamburger that was tainted with seasoning, and apparently he's not used to that.
But why would he lie about it? For what possible gain at this point? I mean, he's a cop. Is he trying to get money? Does he want to arrest somebody?
Is it a new burger?
I don't know. He has since apologized to Burger King for saying that they put dirt on his hamburger. Was it in Florida where he didn't know the difference between dirt and seasoning?
Freaking damn stupid as hell.
Colin is up first to try and solve our quiz. Colin, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the Plywood State?
Story number three.
Number three, yes. Nice job, Dylan. It did go down in Florida. Specifically, this one is in, I don't know, Fort Myers, Florida is where it went.
That's makeup.
I just found it. I saw it.
Sounds like something Fort Myers would do. story number two. Ladies, I think this applies probably across the country, but in Montana, I guess they frown on you driving an excavator topless. So now we know.
And in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, is where a woman returned a black Infiniti after renting a Nissan Sentra and was pissed about it because there were golf clubs in the trunk. They say, don't, if you have one of those keyless entry systems and the keyless ignition, don't leave the key fob inside your car.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.